Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. So in the news lately, I'm sure many of you have heard of this, and we discussed it briefly on a live stream last week. The Fed announces a trial of a central bank digital currency, but it's much more than that. It's actually a trial of a distributed ledger system within the banking system and the Fed, within that network, I guess is the best way to say it. And I want to go over to the Fed's own website and read what they have to say about it. And then, and as you could imagine, it's not very clear as to what exactly they're doing, but you can try to maybe piece together the maybe why they're doing this, and if there's kind of more going on behind the scenes than they would admit to. Let's go over to the Fed's website right now. And this is from the New York Fed. And the entity that is promoting this or managing this initiative is the New York Innovation Center. From what I can gather, that's kind of like an internal department of the New York Fed. So New York Innovation Center to explore feasibility of theoretical payment system, designed to facilitate and settle digital asset transactions. This is from November 15th. Let me see if I can expand this, zoom in a little bit. There we go. So New York Fed announced on the 15th, it will participate in a proof of concept project to explore the feasibility of an interoperable network of central bank wholesale digital money, commercial bank digital money operating on a shared multi-entity distributed ledger. Okay, so let me go ahead and turn that into English for you guys. So let me break this down. So Federal Reserve, okay, we got that. Federal Reserve Bank announced that it's NYIC, New York Innovative Center. So like I thought, that's a department within the New York Fed, will participate in a proof of concept project. Basically, they're beta testing this. They want to throw it out there. And you know, within, I think there's 12, 16 banks that are participating. And they just want to run some, it's like paper trading. Basically, they want to run some transactions, see how it works. And, you know, they're saying that they're doing this just to kind of discover the possibilities. But I would argue they're most likely doing this to test this system, to improve it so they can roll this out in the future. And you combine that with FedNow, which is kind of that back-end clearinghouse centralized mechanism that is the beginnings of the back-end infrastructure of having a central bank digital currency. They announced that that definitely was coming out in 2023. So to geek out on this, it's kind of interesting to see how they would layer this distributed ledger that they're talking about on top of FedNow, because this might replace FedNow. But again, I wish they'd give some more specifics here, but they're, as usual, they're very vague. But let's try to sift through this and see if we can come to some conclusions. So then they go on to say proof of concept. Okay, we've got that. Feasibility of an interoperable network of central. Okay, what they're saying here is you've just got this network of the Federal Reserve and these commercial banks. And right now they already have a ledger system. That's what their balance sheets are effectively. And so you've got the Fed's balance sheet, that is a ledger system. And so they're wanting to see how it work if they have a multi-entity distributed ledger. So instead of the Fed just having the ledger as far as what's on the the bank reserves side of the commercial bank's balance sheet, which would be their liability, instead of them having that, I guess what they're saying is that they want to try to integrate a shared multi-entity ledger system distributed within those entities that would replace or maybe supplement the Fed's balance sheet, which, again, to be very, very clear here, the only thing a bank's balance sheet is just simply a ledger. That's it. So the U.S. proof of concept project is experimenting with the concept of regulated liability network. Here we go. So you'll notice that they use the term regulated over and over and over again. I think that's intentional because we see what happened with, you know, Three Arrows and Celsius and Luna and FTX and all these others. And the mainstream knock on that is, oh, it's not regulated. We need regulation. We need regulation. You're Kevin O'Leary out there on CNBC just demanding. He says, I'm never going to invest in a crypto business again unless they are regulated. We just need common sense regulation, blah, 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 blah. Right. And so that's kind of the new buzzword. And I think that's why, at least in the mainstream, and I think that's why the Fed is using this and emphasizing the fact that this is a distributed ledger system, but unlike that scary blockchain that's only used by criminals, this distributed ledger system will be monitored by the Federal Reserve. Therefore, you don't need to worry about anything because the central planners and the authoritarians are micromanaging it for you. I think that's kind of the pitch here. So it will test the technical feasibility, legal viability, and business applicability of distributed ledger technology to settle the liabilities of regulated financial institutions, i.e. banks, through the transfer of central bank liabilities, i.e. bank reserves. I.e. bank reserves denominated in U.S. dollars. So this little NYIS thing here, here's a quote. They look forward to blah, 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 blah. This is a 12-week project, and they will collaborate with a group in the private sector banks to provide public contribution to the body of knowledge on the application of new technology to the regulated, use that word again, financial system. So not the wild, wild west. This is where the grown-ups come in and regulate everything. Yes, it's centralized, and yes, this gives us 1984 type control over how you spend your money and who gets credit, but let's not worry about that. Let's just sweep that under the rug, and let's just remember that this is regulated. So it's safe, and as we have proven as a society, as a race, the human race has proven in 2020, we will often forego freedom for temporary safety or perceived temporary safety. And this is nothing new in human history. And I think that this is what they will most likely be capitalizing on as far as that maybe flaw in our hardwiring. As far as, or obviously we evolved that way for a purpose, but now that evolutionary hardwiring in our brain might not be as useful as it once was. It might even be detrimental that we would so willingly say, yeah, oh, it's safe. Oh, well then these freedoms, oh, take that. I don't want this stupid freedom thing. Remember like Howard Stern and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember that what they said? F your freedom. F your freedom. Just with the veins popping out in their foreheads, you know, it's just staggering that any American would say that, let alone someone with a platform like Howard Stern or Arnold Schwarzenegger. So my point is that I'm sure they'll be leading the charge, or there will be others that will be leading the charge saying, F your freedom. F your freedom. The Fed coin is the way that we solve all of our financial problems. Just put your faith in the central planners, the government, the Federal Reserve, the 900 PhDs at the central bank. You need to put your faith in, and everyone needs to put their faith and confidence 100% in all these central planners. And if you don't, you're a domestic terrorist. And if someone like, I don't know, a rebel capitalist chimes into the conversation and says, yeah, but maybe this isn't a good idea because we're giving up a lot of freedom here. F your freedom. F your freedom. That's like the battle cry now for like the mainstream media and the Schwarzenegger types and the Howard Stern types. So getting back to the article, this project will be conducted in a test environment and only used simulated data. It is not intended to advance any specific policy outcome. Okay. Nor is it intended to signal that the Federal Reserve will make any imminent decision about the appropriateness of issuing a retail or wholesale central bank digital currency. This is why it doesn't pass the sniff test for me. It's just like all of these things that we've been talking about with the Cerveza sickness and with Russia, Ukraine, how the first red flag here is it doesn't make sense. And this doesn't make sense. And I'll tell you why. They say that this is not intended to signal that the Federal Reserve will make any imminent decisions about the appropriateness of issuing a retail or wholesale CBDC. What is a bank reserve, if not a CBDC? I would like that explanation. Maybe I'm just naive. Maybe I'm just some dumb rube, tinfoil hatter that does whiteboard videos on this stuff, that's done over 500 whiteboard videos on this stuff. But hey, I'm open to being wrong, or I'm sure there's information out there, data that I don't have, or there's things that I don't understand. I'm open to that for sure. But I don't see the difference between a wholesale central bank digital currency and a bank reserve denominated in dollars on the Fed's balance sheet. I mean, you what's the difference here, guys? Right now, retail, okay. I mean, all those dollars are just basically entries on a ledger system. It's just the bank's ledger system. Now, just because that ledger system is distributed across multiple entities that, don't you worry, are regulated, I don't know how that would make the current digital currency any different than a central bank digital currency. You see, what really makes the difference here when it's a central bank digital currency is that the current digital currency that you own, which is basically just the dollars in your bank account, that's a digital currency for all intents and purposes, would be a liability to the Federal Reserve, just like these wholesale central bank digital currency they're talking about, which effectively are bank reserves. Now, the big difference there is if they or when they ban cash, then they could take those bank reserves and then they could make them programmable. So that would be different than the digital currency that you now own, which in your mind or on your balance sheet is just the dollars that you have in your savings account or your checking account. So again, major two differences there. It's programmable, and your dollars or Fed coins denominated in dollars would now be a liability of the Fed instead of a liability of the commercial banks themselves. Or maybe you've got like a hybrid system where you've got both. So what they're, in my opinion, what they're doing, actually, now I'm kind of thinking this through, maybe the multi-layer system is FedNow is the back-end processing clearinghouse, and the distributed ledger system is just that. It's the ledger that reflects the transactions that occurred as a result of the clearing mechanism that is FedNow, or that will be FedNow in 2023. Although, again, there's gray area there for me as someone that knows a decent amount about this, in the sense that I don't know if you've got this distributed ledger system, I don't know the value of having that intermediary, which would be that clearinghouse, unless the distributed ledger that they're referring to doesn't have the functionality. I'd have to really, well, I'd say that I have to think that through into a whiteboard video on it, but there's just no information to even dig deeper because they're vague. And I mean, look, they're sitting here talking about something that's extremely technical and talking about a central bank digital currency. And they're doing this in a press release that's like five paragraphs. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. The only other thing that we can do to dive a little deeper here is we can go to this NYIC webpage. But even there, which we'll do right now, let's shoot over there. Even this doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't really differentiate between FedNow and this new distributed ledger. Maybe they're just doing this, throwing it out there and seeing if this is a way that they could make FedNow even better or incorporate it, or maybe replace it. I don't know. All I do know is this takes us not just one step closer, but about 1,000 steps closer to actually having a central bank digital currency where, again, the money, quote unquote, would be programmable and it would be centralized. You know, they sit there and say that we want a distributed ledger as though it's like decentralized. No. And they go on to say that it's a distributed ledger, but it's only for the banksters. they make it sound like it's some, bastion of libertarianism. But then you read this fine print and you're like, oh, it's a distributed ledger system between JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and the Federal Reserve. How quaint. And again, that's another head scratcher that you're like, okay, this doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, what is the benefit on their end? What would be the benefit of having a distributed ledger system? And don't they already, effectively, isn't this what we already have? I mean, how is the current network different than a distributed ledger system? I guess you could argue that JP Morgan might not know exactly how many bank reserves Goldman Sachs has. Okay. But I don't know how that would add value to the overall financial system. Maybe make transaction costs a little bit less, reduce the risk and counterparties just between the groups that participate, the banksters and the Fed, maybe other central banks. But as far as the benefit to the average Joe and Jane, I don't really see that at all, because this isn't that much different from what I can tell. It's not that much different than the system they already have, which again is a red flag for me. It's like, why are they, if they already have a system similar to this, why are they announcing this now? Why are they doing this trial? And is this more about building an infrastructure that isn't really beneficial or isn't really streamlining the current system within the banksters and the central bank, but more so is the first step to implementing a retail central bank digital currency that would allow them to have just incredible, incredible power over the money you spend, over your personal balance sheet, and who gets credit, who doesn't get credit, and at what price they get the credit. And then you layer on top of that the 1984 components of this carbon footprint and measuring your carbon footprint. And one other thing that I want to point out for this video is a tweet that I sent out last night or this morning. And right here, and I talked about this, I believe, on last night's live stream, but we've got central banks going woke. This is dangerous, in my opinion. Very, very dangerous, especially when you combine this with a central bank digital currency, which is what I said in this tweet. So right here, this is a tweet from the Federal Reserve. I'm not making this up. This is not throwing out a hypothesis. This is actually going on, or what was going on last week. And this was a conference on diversity, equity, and inclusion in economics, finance, and central banking. Sounds like a blast, but this is just Klaus speak. This is Trudeau speak. This is Biden speak. This is the script they get. This is just this woke narrative they're trying to push everywhere, not just in the mainstream media, but in sports, in society. And now this is filtering through to the central bank. So why is this a problem as far as someone who values freedom and liberty and control over how you spend your money? Because if this is the direction they're going, then, and if they implement this central bank digital currency, which they're starting the trial right now, then they're going to start extending credit based on disadvantaged groups. In other words, the disadvantaged group, and who that is, who knows? You know, the disadvantaged groups today are a lot different than the disadvantaged groups 5 years ago. And I'm sure the disadvantaged groups today will be different than the ones 5 years from now. I think that Overton window changes, but the disadvantaged groups, I think, will only grow. And it'll get to a point where there's only one category of human being that is not disadvantaged, and that would be the Christian, white, heterosexual male. That's it. So therefore, if all the other groups are disadvantaged, then that group is singled out and targeted. So I don't think it's too far of a stretch to envision a world where for a white heterosexual male to get a mortgage, they're going to pay a higher interest rate than, let's say, a gay, black, female, trans, or whatever. You know, it's just the oppression Olympics type thing. So however much you've been oppressed in the past, your interest rate's just going to go down and you're going to have easier access to credit because the Fed doesn't have to issue debt or extend credit based on your ability to pay it back. They can just do it based on what's ethically and morally correct. And due to the fact that your great-great-great-grandfather was a slave, and due to the fact that you've grown up in the closet, or that you've grown up where your brain is somehow different than your body, or whatever it is, you know, then this means that you deserve to have a mortgage at 1% interest, where that, you know, white heterosexual male guy, since he's the root cause of all the problems that we have in the world today, well, he needs to pay a 10% interest rate. And this is just one. This is just scratches the surface here, right? And so this goes straight into climate change and them monitoring and controlling what you spend money on, your carbon footprint, if you will. They'll track that at the end of every single month. And if you've exceeded your allocation of carbon credits for the month, they'll just simply turn off your dollars that are liabilities of the Fed, so you can't buy certain things. You might not be able to buy anything, you know. And their argument for that is, well, we have to do this because we have to save the planet, or we have to do this because this is fair to the disadvantaged groups. This is how we're taking the moral high ground, is by punishing this group, the white heterosexual male, and then by benefiting all these other groups, then this is the only way that we're going to make amends for our past transgressions. You know, this is the only way that we're going to defeat the white male patriarchy, right? And all the destruction and damage that it's done for centuries, decades. This is how we're going to equal the playing field. And this is the only way that we can have not just equality of opportunity, but we can have equality of outcome. This is going to be the pitch, in my opinion, guys. Hopefully I'm wrong. But I think you can just see the writing on the wall. So that's what I wanted to conclude with. They're doing a trial here, as you guys know. The specifics of the trial, very vague. We can only kind of guess as to, you know, the real reason they're doing this. And we can point out some red flags that don't make a lot of sense. And then we can also say, okay, well, if they go this direction, we know they're going in the direction of becoming more and more woke. So when you have the when you have these two things meet, so you have the central bank currency meets the woke narrative, you know, how does that play out for society? How does that play out for your freedom, your liberty? And, you know, how does that play out for your portfolio? All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.